The sea was hot, the salt like acid against his wounds burning gloriously as he trudged through the dwindling surf to stand upon the pebbly shore once again. Demon Hatch had smacked him a good one with its 50-foot tail, launching his body toward the ocean, beyond where the mammoth waves showed themselves as more than a brooding swell. And so he'd swum, ditching his heavy breastplate, his helm, his chainmail, all the things that wished to drag him down so the foul water could fill his lungs and silence his heart. Except his great sword, Slayer. No, never that. Gunnar Scale had clutched his weapon with one hand and swum with the other, his eyes open to watch the fiery beast, no matter how much the salt stung. And now he was back, exhausted and achy, but ready to finish the job. If he killed Demon Hatch today, so soon, Gunnar would easily go down as the greatest gamer ever to enter the world of Plague and its thousands upon thousands of bloodthirsty monsters. Soaked, muscles scorched, his sword feeling as if it weighed half a ton, Gunnar broke into a sprint once he reached dry ground, running as best he could to where the beast crouched, eating the remains of something that had once been human. Clearly, Demon Hatch thought its last blow had finally killed the greatest warrior it had ever faced, and if not, the raging sea would have finished the job. And so, ever arrogant, it feasted, its back to the gray-green waters of the ocean and its battered shore. Gunnar picked up speed, holding Slayer's hilt with both hands, his arms cocked to thrust or swing on a moment's notice. The pebbles turned to rocks, rocks to boulders, over which he bounded without so much as a glance down. He couldn't afford to take his eyes off the beast. And so he trusted his instincts, his balance, his feet, his peripheral vision. Hell's glory, he was Gunnar Scale, for crying out loud. With a smile, he charged forward, knowing that the biggest, baddest, deadliest monster in Plague was about to get its head chopped off. Demon Hatch finally heard his approach and whipped around to look at Gunnar with all four of its slitted, red-tinged eyes. Then its mouth opened, a monstrous bear trap of a thing with hundreds of blade-sharp teeth, jagged points with serrated edges, perfect for ripping up its prey. Then came the roar, followed by the burst of fire, an avalanche of liquid flame that poured down on Gunnar. Gunnar rolled and ignited the shield spell for which he'd had to betray his closest comrade in arms to gain. It kept off most of the heat, though he knew he'd feel some residual burn when he lifted back to his coffin. He landed, spun, leapt back to his feet, hefted the great sword Slayer up above his head, ignoring the variety of pain that crisscrossed his body. He wanted this to be over. Igniting an air spell, he flew 30 feet into the air, vaulting toward the beast's head. A quick slash of his sword pierced one, then two of Demon Hatch's eyes, black liquid spurting out in streams. But then came the claws and the tail, the beast screeching its roar of agony as it counterattacked. Gunnar flipped and dodged, landing on the beast and bouncing off, igniting all the spells he'd saved up, pouncer and burst and water swell and fists of iron, throwing all his power at the creature in one final onslaught. A final onslaught that took another hour. An hour of ruthless battle, stroke and counterstroke, three more trips out to the sea, three long trudges back to the shore, spell ignition after spell ignition, sword against claw and tooth, quickness and shield against heat and fire. Gunnar took out the beast's remaining two eyes, then severed its arms, its legs, its tail. But still Demon Hatch fought, and Gunnar fought back.